Planning is already underway for a major race event happening in mid-December out on Treasure Island. It's the fourth annual Run for the Beaches. Carol Brady, race organizer, visited our Radio St. Pete downtown studio this week to tell us a little more about this rapidly growing event.
We have grown rapidly, so rapidly that this year we formed our own 501c4. But in the beginning, it was just a kind of a neighborhood 5K fun event on Treasure Island. And it was right after COVID, so a lot of people were ready to get out and run and be active. And we had about 150 people, participants the first year in 2021. And then some things happened. So for 2022, the iconic Thunderbird Beach Resort said they would love to host it. And so they did. And when they agreed to host it, they really took it to another level. They brought in a live band. They brought in some free food. We got some beer and wine donated, and they had unlimited mimosas that first year. It was a big, big hit. And we had 250 participants. And then last year, in 2023, we hit almost 400. So at that point, the 5K kind of took a life of its own, and so we formed our own 501c4. Mm-hmm. And all the proceeds go to the environment. So we support not just the environment of the beaches, specifically for the beaches, but we also support a lot of the nonprofits that are important to the sustainability of the beaches, such as the Seabird Sanctuary, Seaside Sanctuary, mm-hmm. Friends of the Pelicans. We donate to them. We donate to Birds and Helping Hand and Treasure Island Adopt the Beach, which is really big because they keep our beaches clean.
I see. Is this pretty much the only running event on the beaches?
It is for Treasure Island, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There are a couple others south of here and north of here. I believe there's Siesta Key.
Okay.
St. Pete just ended theirs. They did their last year this year.
I see. This is the Treasure Island, but I assume you attract runners from all over the area. Right?
We do. We attract runners from really the five surrounding counties, Pinellas, Manatee, Hillsborough, Polk, all the way up to Citrus, the villages. And the interesting thing is that we have people fly in now to run with their friends. So it's really it is such a fun event. I mean, the Thunderbird, we have No Filter coming. This will be their third year with us. We have great sponsors. The Thunderbird, as I said, hosts the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have an array of sponsors.
So where are you in the planning for this? An event of this size you probably work on all year, but here in the month of May, we're a few months away from December. So what have you done so far towards the race?
Right now we have most of our sponsors lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Surfstyle, of course, the Thunderbird is our host, but we have Surfstyle, and we have some new sponsors this year. Sea Dog Brewing will be with us, and they said they're going to bring some beer tastings, so that will really be fun. That's new. We have a lot of Animal Hospital of Treasure Island, a lot of local, it's a community event, so we have Ricky T's, we have Krabby's on the Pass, Caddy's has been, this is their fourth year with us. We have some smaller insurance resources, those are our biggest ones. And this year we have St. Pete Running Company is also going to be a sponsor,
right.
And that's great, yep.
Let's talk about, the race course, the actual events, so runners can begin to get save the date.
Yeah, so it's December 14th. It's at right behind the Thunderbird Beach Resort in Treasure Island. And I think the thing that makes this so unique is that the course is, so if you're familiar with Treasure Island beaches, we have an extremely wide shoreline. Right. So we have the date changes every year because we time it to coordinate with the lowest tide of, you know, with the Saturday. So this year we had the lowest tide on December 14th. So you're not really running on the soft sand. You are actually running on the hard-packed shoreline of Treasure Island beaches, which are three of them. And so it starts just behind north of the Thunderbird and goes down towards Caddies, just past Caddies, and it's a turnaround. So it's a straight out and back.
I see. And the actual timing of this is first thing in the morning, which is a beautiful time.
It is beautiful. It's usually, we've been very fortunate with great weather. It's cool for the runners, and it's usually really foggy out. So it's very, very neat.
Well, you have a great slogan, come for the run, stay for the fun.
Exactly, exactly. So much happening in St. Petersburg, but there's a lot happening in Treasure Island, too. We have all kinds of activities, and, of course, John's Pass is just over the bridge.
Yeah. Well, Radio St. Pete is, we have our studios in downtown St. Pete, but we do a lot on the beaches. I, for one, live there. And number two, you know, we're at Sea Dog Brewing every Monday night for Big Monday Sports.
So you have to thank them for being
a sponsor
for Run for the Beaches.
Well, in addition to the 5K, you have a one-mile fun run, and what is the Turtle Dash?
Oh, the Turtle Dash. Well, not everybody likes to walk, but a lot of people like to participate, so they can just walk for a mile. And anyone that that registers will get a race shirt and a finisher medal. And this year we added the kids dash. It's just a turtle dash. It's there's no charge for it. We really want to be family oriented. We have a lot of very, very serious runners. This is a chip timed race, so we have some very serious runners, and the timing is important to us, but we have a lot of people that just like to come out and have some fun. We have some four nonprofits, or actually more than that. The city of Treasure Island will be there. We have a sea oat planting for the kids. They loved it last year, so our manager, sustainability manager, Stacy Boyles, takes the kids out. They plant sea oats right on the beach, so it's great. We have Seabird Seaside Sanctuary, and will come. Usually they'll bring some birds with them, as well as friends of and helping hands. And we have friends with the Pelicans, and Keep Pinellas Beautiful will be there, and they too will have a lot of fun activities for the kids, all about to learn about the environment.
Terrific. Well, this is Saturday, December the 14th. We'll have a lot more to say about it as we move through the months up to this event, a 501c4 nonprofit group, fourth annual Run for the Beaches at Treasure Island, benefiting sustainability and environmental initiatives specific to our Gulf beaches, marine and wildlife rescue and rehabilitation programs, beach cleanups, and organizations that promote the interest and welfare of the Gulf Beaches community. That's a mouthful.
Yes, it is. We do a lot.
Thanks to Race Director Carol Brady for stopping by our Thrive Downtown St. Pete Radio St. Pete studios. We'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks. To find out more about the fourth annual Run for the Beaches and an opportunity to register, visit runforthebeaches.raceroster.com. That's runforthebeaches.raceroster.com.